We will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan free of charge.
Thanks, Rob. All right, 720 WGN. It is time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Yeah. Gadlin is the brain behind the successful local business, IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. Yeah. He's giving us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence he needs to pitch it to Mark Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan, my friend.
Thank you, sir. How are you, Justin?
I'm good. I'm glad to have you on the show. You know, it's hard to not see you every week.
It is hard.
You know, I mean,
it would be hard for me too. Yeah, I can imagine.
But like we said at the beginning of the news, we actually think this is good because this gives you a little bit more time between frying pans to come up with ideas.
You know, but that's the funny thing is what ends up happening is I'll think of an idea 3 minutes before I call in or show up. No, not this time, though. I'm just playing with you. I've got a real solid one for you tonight.
All right. Well, let's get to it. Steve Gadlin, you know how this works, everybody at home. 312-981-7200. Get ready to hear Steve Gadlin's frying pan idea tonight. What do you got, Steve?
So this one came to me the other day, and I thought, as it came to me, I thought, my gosh, how has no one else thought of this yet? How is this not already a product in all of our supermarkets? Now, you know, I'm a bit of a foodie, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought of a couple of inventions that had to do with food. A while ago, I had pitched to you the Cobby, which was a synthetic cob that you could put any food on. So you could have any food on the cob. It didn't go over too well because of the toxic glue we had to use to fix the food product. But I've got another one. I think this is a great one. Everyone loves the tactile experience of enjoying a banana. Am I right?
Yeah, sure.
You know, there's the peeling and the soft yellow skin. But sometimes what you eat inside, the texture and that flavor just leaves you wanting. Not the way a good steak does, obviously. So what I've invented is a food product called the Beef Nana. Now, the Beef Nana is very similar to a banana on the outside. But as you peel into it, instead of the bland, mushy banana fruit inside, you get a nice, well-cooked, beefy steak.
Okay, so the Beef Nana.
Yes. So it's a banana shell, so you still get to go through the enjoyable part of a banana, the peeling of that skin. But what's inside is a nice, steaming, warm piece of steak that you can take a nice bite into. And, you know, really sort of satisfies all of the tactile experiences one looks for in a meal.
Well, it's definitely something new and unique. There's no doubt about it. I have right off the bat a couple of pretty basic questions, but I'll leave that to our listeners. 312-981-7200. What do we think, Download Nation? What do we think of Beef Nana? It's Steve Gadlin's latest.
Another use for it, if you don't mind me throwing in, is, you know, a lot of places don't let you bring food. You know, you go to a stadium to watch a sports game or a concert, and you're not allowed to bring your own food in. But oftentimes you can get by with slipping a banana through, saying, oh, it's just a little snack. Now, what they don't know is there's a nice steamy steak inside that thick yellow skin. So, you know, again, it's a way to save money by bringing your own food into a venue that might not let you bring in a steak. You don't need a fork and knife to eat this steak either. So tons of benefits. I'm sure we'll get into all of them.
Yeah, because I automatically have just questions really about nature, number one. And number two, you know, the thing I'm thinking about is just how it stays. Anyway, well, I want the listeners to take the lead on this. I am just a moderator for this. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Yay or nay on the Beef Nana.
Justin. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just got a text from my legal team. Let's call this the Meat Nana.
Okay.
Not allowed to call it the Beef Nana. I retract that. This is the Meat Nana.
The Meat Nana. All right. Well, I got questions about that, too. But, again, we'll figure that out tonight. 312-981-7200. What do we think of the meat, Nana? All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we will listen to your texts and also your phone calls here on The Download. Stay with us.
We will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan free of charge.
It's a frying pan, May's edition. Steve Gadlin, the creator of IWantToDrawACatForYou.com, who won on Shark Tank, got a development deal with Mark Cuban. He gets to go back and give Mark Cuban new ideas before he brings Cuban the idea. He workshops them here on The Download, the segment, The Frying Pan, once a month here on 720 WGN. Tonight's idea, Steve Gadlin, the meat Nana. Explain.
Correct. Yeah, so the meat Nana, at face value, it looks just like a banana. So you'd carry it around with the convenience factor of any banana. And what it does, though, is it fills you up a little better than a banana, because when you peel into that thick yellow hide, waiting inside is a steak food. It's delicious, has the texture of a nice beefy steak that you can dig into. It's far more filling than a banana. It comes at you steamy and warm, and it's just a real delicious meal replacement. So the meat Nana, it's, again, the convenience and the ease of use. Everyone knows how to use a banana. You don't need a fork and knife for this hearty meal. That's our slogan.
Hmm. Okay. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the line. Let's go to Keith. Keith, what do we like? Do yay or nay on meat Nana?
It sounds interesting. I just have a few questions about, I guess, it being prepared. At first, I thought it was like a beef jerky, and then you said it was kind of like a yummy steak or a heated steak, whatever. So do you cook it, or does it come pre-cooked? Or do you cook it with that skin on it? Like, how does it actually work?
Yeah, how does it work? Thanks a lot, Keith.
Well, let me just say, before I divulge too much info, that everything I'm about to say is patent pending, as we see in the business. So it comes to you uncooked. There is raw meat inside the yellow skin, but as you peel it down, it releases a patent pending substance that fast cooks the beef, similar to the way a grill would. So it's, again, you're not eating jerky and you're not eating raw meat. You're eating freshly cooked, steamy, warm beef food that's just delicious. I'm sorry, meat food that's just delicious.
Okay, so there's no flame involved.
No flame. Think of how your digestive system works. Did you know that when you eat food, the enzymes in your stomach basically re-cook it for you?
No, but okay.
So what we do is we use some of those same enzymes to help fast cook the meat food, the beef food, the meat Nana filler, and turn it into a delicious, steamy, warm steak for you.
Yeah, you said that. All right. 312-981-7200. Let's go. Okay. I'm trying to find it. How does it stay warm on the go? That's what 331 wants to know.
That's the great thing is it's not warm until you actually start peeling into that thing. Now, it doesn't peel at the same speed as a normal banana. This is an actual banana hide. This is a thick, synthetic, slow-peeling banana hide. So that gives it time to heat up and warm up. And it just takes a few minutes to peel through it. Mm-hmm. And also, unlike a banana where you might peel the whole thing at once, this you're peeling just enough for you to bite off. So again, it's warm as you peel it, mm-hmm. Because of the enzyme that gets released into the meat food. It's just delicious. It's like going to a restaurant and ordering a delicious steak, medium rare.
Right. Well, that's a question 847 had. Can I leave these on the counter? They have to be refrigerated. Can I get a meat Nana very rare?
Yeah, that's great. So you can leave them on the counter. I recommend refrigerating. But you know what? Because of the patent-pending combination of foods that make up our meat food, you don't have to refrigerate. Similar to butter. Some people prefer to leave it out on the counter. Same concept. Now, if you want it rare, I'll have to apologize. Because of the enzymes we use, we have these calculated toward a medium rare experience. You know, it's as if you've gone into a restaurant, you placed an order for a nice medium rare steak, mm-hmm. and then they put it in front of you. There it is, steamy and warm. But I tell you, you don't need a fork and knife for this hearty meal.
Yeah. I'm enjoying how you're ending every sentence with the tagline. That's good. That's a strong, consistent. I'm picking it up. I don't know if the audience at home is. I do have a very sophisticated ear, but yes.
Yep, just trying to keep things conversational.
Got it. Okay, well, let's go to Val. Val, what do you think, yay or nay on Meet Nana?
Well, the jury's still out. I have a two-pronged question. Mm-hmm. How, if I go to the grocery store or wherever it's sold, how is it packaged? Is it already in the peel?
Good question.
I'm sorry. I don't know what section they'll put them in. For certain reasons, they have to keep it out of the fruit aisle, and for other reasons, they need to keep it out of the meats aisle. But what I'll tell you is they are in that peel. We'll probably shrink wrap five or six in a bunch, maybe even attach them together so they look like a bunch of bananas just for funsies. They're already in the peel. You don't need to inject the meat food into the peel. We've done that for you in our factory.
All right, Val, one more question.
Okay, my other question then is that I like to look at my meat for the certain type of marbling.
Right.
How would I do that if it's already in the peel?
Well, I'll tell you, because of the materials.
Great question. Thanks, Val.
Yeah, our meat food has a perfect consistency. It'll be the same experience every time because of the mold and the materials we use to craft it. So once you've had one meat nana, you can expect the exact same experience every time. Now, that experience I'm talking to is so similar to going to a nice fancy restaurant and ordering a nice steamy steak and having it medium rare delivered straight to your table.
Okay. Right. All right, let's keep going on the line here. Let's go to Eric. Eric, yay or nay on the meat nana?
Hey, well, my problem with the meat nana is I already thought of this. My idea.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I thought of this one first.
Were you alive back in 1979 like me?
Yeah, I was actually born in 1976, and I have
old, 3 years old video.
Well, two years old when I first started talking. I was a very early talker, but again, a lot of this is patent pending.
Right, buddy. Well, I got the patent for this. It's patent 111-19, and
that's funny because ours is 11118, so that they must have just issued it right before yours.
I'm gonna knock you around a little bit.
All right, it's getting a little personal there, Eric.
We're making jokes.
You guys are making jokes, but
yeah.
All right, 312-981-7200. There are a ton of questions, Steve. And I'm very, very happy that Download Nation is taking stock in this one because they seem
great.
There's always going to be a consistent number of texts that say, no, absolutely not. This is disgusting. Steve's terrible. We get that that's normal. But I'm very happy to see that there are several that are very interested in knowing more of the details of this product. And we're going to get into the nitty gritty, the meat.
Sounds like your audience is engaging.
That's right. Coming up here after Rob Martyr's news, 312-981-7200. Steve Gadlin on the line with Meat Nana, his idea for this week's frying pan. Stay with us.
We will give you a beautiful 7¾-inch fry pan free of charge.
It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's Friday night, May 19th, 2017. And it is time for our monthly installment of The Frying Pan, our segment with Steve Gadlin, the inventor, entrepreneur, innovator, who had one on Shark Tank with his business idea, iwantodrawacatforyou.com, and, of course, got a development deal with Mark Cuban. And now, before he brings new ideas to Cuban, he brings them here to the download to workshop them to get a better idea of if they work. Tonight's idea, the Meat Nana. 312-981-7200. Steve Gadlin, give us the elevator pitch on the Meat Nana.
Yeah, the Meat Nana is just like a banana. It has all of the conveniences of everyone's favorite fruit, but none of the flavor disappointment, because when you tear into a Meat Nana, you see a nice meat-like steak-type food that's just steamy and warm. Thanks to enzymes, we pack right into the hide there. And it's as if you're at a restaurant, a fine dining establishment, and someone has brought a nice steak to your table. But I tell you, you won't need a fork and knife for this hearty meal.
Right, right. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Gary. Gary, yay or nay on the meat Nana?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, radio. Good evening there, Steve. Do you... Hi.
Hi.
I want a question. Do you really think this is going to be acceptable brought into any kind of a stadium, especially a basketball stadium with vendors that have food vending, etc.? And why not just coat it with some corn dog mix and have it called the corn steak dog? We've already got that. This is ludicrous. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Thanks for being so concise.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, we've done tests with this, actually. We've been able to, not with the meat banana, of course, but with actual bananas, and we've been able to take bananas into probably about 98% of stadiums around the country without any guff from security. So that's been pretty simple. Yeah, definitely easy to bring in. And, you know, this is not a corn dog experience. I think a lot of foodies, especially, people really enjoy the tactile experience of slowly peeling back that banana hide. Again, it's just the flavor and the texture of the actual banana fruit that leaves you wanting. So this is not for your corn dog customer, and this is no hot dog in there. This is a, you know, this is like a fine dining establishment steak type food. Yeah, with you know, it's delicious, steamy, warm, as if it was right, just brought
right,
to your
brought
table.
Brought to your table, right. 331 says...
don't need an extra fork, waiter.
All right.
You won't need a fork or knife for this hearty meal.
Right. Is this enzyme formula safe for human consumption?
That's a great question. Well, of course it's safe to eat. You know, again, this is a food type. It's a food item. Mm-hmm. So it's so safe to eat. In fact, you've got all of these enzymes in your body already. I'll tell you that much. I won't tell you the formula, but I will bring up a fact that I brought up earlier, that the enzymes in your stomach actually recook your food as it's digested. A type of cooking called, you know, similar to what you do with ceviche when you put this lime juice on it. But this is different. This is it's a bile, combination of bile and other natural human body enzymes. Only because that would be cannibalism, we take these enzymes from animals.
331 wants to know, why can't it be in the meat aisle?
Oh, well, again, this is a meat food. We can't call it the beef Nana I mentioned. We call it the meat Nana. It's a steak-like food, but it doesn't meet the exacting standards, really the draconian standards of the FDA to call it a meat.
Well, that 630 says, what's the difference between meat, food, and meat food?
Yeah, well, meat is a type of food, and meat food is a hyphenated way of saying a food that is very meat-like in its appearance and texture.
Mm.
You know, it's delicious, though. I don't know if you've ever been, Justin, to a fine dining establishment and ordered a fresh steak right off the menu, but the experience is similar.
Okay, let's go
with one exception.
Okay,
you won't need a fork and knife for this sort of meal.
All right, here we go. Justin, you got the same kind of question I have, right? Just about what kind of food it is.
Yeah. Sorry?
The description of steak-type food item, it gives you a cringing feeling. It's not specific. It doesn't tell you what it is.
Well, we don't say that on the label, I'll tell you that much. Again, this is a pitch to the investors. We want to make sure the investors know that we're not putting a $40 porterhouse steak in if you're one of our meat Nanas. Otherwise, how are you going to make any money on it, right? We've taken certain shortcuts that will make investors very happy, and we've masked those shortcuts using the newest science so that the users of the meat Nana will feel like they're at a restaurant and they just ordered a nice, fine, juicy steak.
Fine, juicy steak, and you don't need a knife and fork.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a good question. Glenn, what do you think? Yay or nay on the meat Nana?
Nay. I think if he had changed the casing from like maybe like a banana peeling to, let's say, something more natural, like intestine, I think he might have a hit there.
Like a tamale, you know? Kind of thing, right?
Like a hot dog.
Well, Kishki and hot dog already exist. This is the meat Nana, because what I know about foodies is they love that tactile experience of peeling back that thick yellow banana hide.
Oh, I don't want that.
A nice juicy steak in their mouth.
I don't want that much. I don't. This could go all wrong.
Well, you know? This caller is probably not a foodie.
Oh, I'm a foodie, all right.
I mean, again, we're targeting this toward sophisticated foodies who enjoy that wonderful tactile experience of peeling back that thick yellow banana hide and putting that nice, delicious, steamy steak right in their mouth.
Yeah, this is getting really X-rated pretty soon.
All right. Okay, Glenn. No, that's obviously not where we're going. Thanks for the call there, Glenn. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. There are a lot of questions here, a lot around the idea of the meat and really trying to get an understanding. Maybe from, like you said, like maybe actually from a investor's point of view. 630 says, I'd use the term proprietary meat blend. It sounds fancy.
Well, again, for reasons I don't want to go into, that won't apply.
Well, 847 says, you keep calling it meat-like or meat food. Just exactly what is the meat made of and how is it manufactured?
Well, again, patent pending. So a lot of this is top secret proprietary information, but I'll say there is some soy product. There's some beef product. There's some filler product. There's a whole bunch of stuff in there. But, you know, the ingredients aren't important. To me, I think what the consumer enjoys is that experience. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, the experience is this.
We got it. Sebastian's on the line. Sebastian, yay or nay on the meat nana?
I definitely say yay.
Yay, all right.
I think it's an awesome idea.
Okay.
Thanks.
But I was wondering if you've considered using, like, different levels of enzymes so that you could have it, like, a rare or, like, a medium or even a well done.
Great question.
Yeah, that's
Sebastian.
Something
Thank
I
you.
Thought of. Yeah, that's an idea I had earlier. We actually thought of that where we'll put different stickers on the meat nanas based on that enzyme for the different types of cooking. So yeah, that's something we thought of. We've got that under control.
Okay.
And that's one of our ideas.
Yeah. 773 wants to know, how about a steak sauce flavored peel? Then you wouldn't even need to peel it at that point.
Yeah, unfortunately, the materials we use to simulate that thick, yellow, wonderful tactile banana hide, they are not edible materials. So we wouldn't recommend putting that part in your mouth or near your mouth, to be honest.
Okay.
In fact, after you've eaten a meat nana, we do recommend you wash your hands. Because if you get any of that material from the thick, yellow, synthetic banana hide in your eyes, it's just going to be messy.
Is there any, 331 wants to know, is there any nutritional value in this meat nana?
Well, one of the most important things of nutrition is taste. And boy, does this taste delicious. It's real similar taste to a nice, steamy, delicious steak.
312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I'll read some of the more saucy texts. The ones that really sort of take this segment to and really test your mettle as an inventor, but also as somebody.
Sure.
Who, you know, how you respond to constructive criticism. 312-981-7200. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the meat nana. It's Frying Pan. Stay with us.
We will give you a beautiful 7¾-inch fry pan free of charge.
Frying pan. All right. Wrapping up the frying pan tonight. The idea on the table from Steve Gadlin is the meat nana. Go ahead, Steve. Explain the meat nana one last time.
Yeah, it's like a banana, but it's filled with meat. And it's convenient like a banana, but delicious like a hot, steamy steak delivered to you right at a fancy restaurant.
331 says, wouldn't it melt your hand? Is it safe to hold?
Well, the outer husk of the synthetic banana leather is definitely safe to hold, but you don't want to touch the inner half as you peel it back. If any of that enzyme gets on your hand, well, let's just say you're cooked.
Okay. All right. Let me go to the lines. Let's go to Dave. Dave, yay or nay on meat nana?
I got to say nay on the meat nana.
Okay. Why do you say nay?
I originally saw this idea at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas in the 80s, the comedian's name was Gallagher. He pulled a banana out of his pocket, at one part of his stand-up before he got to Sledge-O-Matic and and busting watermelons, if you remember that.
Of course.
Probably too young to remember that. Those over 60 remember.
It's his Showtime specials all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, remember he would pull a banana out of his pocket and he'd peel the banana and inside was meat.
I never watched those shows, so it must be a coincidence that we thought of the same idea independently.
All right. Well, apparently Gallagher didn't patent it, so there you go.
There you go.
That's right. Patent pending.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Gallagher is all I have to say. I don't know who he's talking about.
All right. Let's go to John. John, yay or nay on Meat Nana?
Hey, did you say John?
Yeah, John.
It's got to be a nay. I mean, it doesn't sound very appealing, appetizing.
That's great. Appealing.
I mean,
Very good fun.
I put it in the same category as a few shows back as to the guy who had the ketchup flavored ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you get some of that and put it on it?
Well, yeah, that's the same guy. This is Steve, the same guy.
Oh well, no wonder.
Yeah, there he goes. See, at least he's consistent.
No wonder.
There you go.
Okay, well,
did I do a ketchup flavored ice cream?
You did. Yeah.
Wow.
It was good.
Okay, well, thanks. Good luck with your banana.
Terrible.
All right, thanks, John.
Thank you, sir.
Terrible. You loved it. You pitched it hard. Is the idea like you could, you know, you get the ketchup in there and the ice cream and then kids are eating well, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. It is good for kids. I do like that idea again.
All right, let's go to Kathy. Kathy, yay or nay on Meat Nana?
Yeah, hi. Back to the concept that your previous caller had with the marbling and being able to view it, I, too, like to see how much fat content is in the meat that my family consumes. How about, since he said that the peel is actually a synthetic, how about putting a little window in that synthetic peel, similar to how a pack of bacon has a tiny little flip-top window?
Yeah, right. Like the bacon, right.
Then view how much fat content.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. One, there's a label, and it'll tell you how much fat content. But two, and I hate to be frank with you, you know, the way that, if you watch some of those Fancy Feast commercials, the way that food looks in the bowl versus the way it looks when you open the can, great disparity, okay? We don't want to put a window on the thing. Trust me, you don't want to see this till the enzymes have done their job, okay?
Oh, okay, so it doesn't look good. I see.
Well,
okay.
No.
Hey, yeah, I don't usually eat my meat sight unseen.
But again, let's not call it meat. Let's not call it meat. I don't want to mislead anyone. This is a meat-flavored food product that is just delicious. And I tell you, the experience is just practically the same as if you're at a high-end restaurant and ordered a delicious, juicy steak. So, you know, putting a window on it's not going to do it. It's not going to move product, if you get my drift.
All right. Well, thanks, Kathy.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let me go to some of these texts. 312-981-7200. 414 says, why not call it the banana eek? Kind of like headache, like Steve ache.
I'm not following.
They're saying you're a headache. I think that's what they're going for. They just need to work that out. 773 says, is it a non-slip peel, and can I heat it up via Bluetooth?
That's funny that they asked that, actually. We do have Bluetooth compatibility built right into the husk so that as you're peeling it back, you can get real-time alerts to your phone to let you know when it's safe to eat.
That's good.
Yeah. That's a feature everybody loves, especially millennials these days. Everything's got to have Bluetooth compatibility.
Right. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, yay or nay on the Meat Nana?
Yes, I have a question. I heard you first say that you recommend peeling it down just far enough so you can get the first bite.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, and then later you said you would not recommend getting the peeling anywhere near your mouth. How does that work?
I'll be honest that we haven't sorted out all of the important details. But there
You did say that, though, right?
I said both of those things, yeah. And I know it sounds contradictory, but one thing we might consider doing is shipping product with a special mouth guard that goes around the mouth to make sure that the peel pushes down and stays away from your skin. Because, again, we don't want to accidentally cook the consumer
by putting them in contact with these enzymes that are quick cooking the meat.
That's terrible. I'm a definite no.
Well,
wait till you see it. Wait till you try one.
No, I'm not going to try one. Trust
but
me.
Have you ever been to a fine dining establishment and ordered a nice steamy steak? Because
Absolutely.
The experience is similar. It's really similar.
Well,
but
I've heard you say that 10 times already.
You're not going to need a fork and knife for this hearty meal.
Oh, again?
How do you feel?
No. No, I'm a definite no.
All right.
I'm
thanks,
hearing
Glenn.
A maybe. I'm hearing a maybe, and I think I've got a future customer on the phone.
Well, I don't know, Glenn. Yeah. I think that silence tells you that Glenn is done with that exchange. All right, real quick. 815 says, I've yet to hear an idea from Steve that would actually impress Mark Cuban, let alone make any money. 847 says, Bellevue's still open, you know. I think it's a mental hospital, Bellevue.
Ah,
847, I sure would like to have whatever he's smoking. 224 says, na, 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 na. Hey, hey,
like
hey.
Banana. That's great.
Don't buy. That's what it says.
Oh, interesting.
262 says, does this product come with a warming holster that you wear like a gun holster? Then you can put your banana into your banana hammock for your house or car that'll keep the product warm.
No, it's the actual enzymes do the heating.
815, beef nana, that's what we called grandma when she was pumped up on steroids.
Well, meat nana.
Right. I think it should be called me nana. Sung to the name game. Me na 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 anna banna bo banna na 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 na.
That was great. Very clever callers.
Yeah, they get some good stuff tonight. Mm-hmm. Another huge success, says 630. 773 says, look out, Gibson's. 773
says, that's another thing. That's something we do have to worry about, is steakhouses retaliating or creating copycat products.
Right. Well, 773 says, stealing bits from Gallagher. You've jumped the chart, Steve.
I'll say, I don't know that I've stolen anything from Gallagher here. Right. This came fresh to mind.
I eat in my car a lot. That sounds like a good
perfect
post-gym treat.
Oh, you know what? It's great. And if you pair it with our corn milk sports drink that we pitched a few months ago, the delicious milk with the plumpy corn kernels floating in it.
Right. Well, I think the meat nana still has some work it's got to be done on. But I think you did good this time around, and I think you did good at least with your branding in the way that you continued to say the same thing over and over and over and stayed on message.
Well, you know, that's listening to a lot of politicians lately and realizing that's how you sell a concept to the American public. You really got to pick your slogan and repeat it ad nauseum until people treat it as fact.
Steve Gatlin, The Frying Pan, joins us every month here on The Download. Steve, thanks so much for giving us Meat Nana tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciated it. I hope this was a hearty meal of information, and you don't need a fork and knife for that hearty meal.
All right, yeah.